I often write big books to begin with and then immediately write small books and medium-sized books. And that's what I did with my Heaven book and my book on the problem of evil and suffering, If God is Good, my book Money, Possessions, and Eternity. Then I came out with The Treasure Principle, which is a small takeoff on it. Because what I find is that some people like reading the shorter stuff, but there are other people who really want to get into it, especially when it's either a controversial subject or a very biblically important subject. They have unanswered questions, and I want to answer those questions, which you can't in the smaller book, but you can in the larger book. So I would say for anyone who wants a thorough understanding of what the Bible says about happiness and the happiness-related words that include joy and gladness and all the others, then the big happiness book is the one for them. If they want to know what has been said throughout church history about this and they want more detail, that's the book. If they want something that they can read in an hour and a half, they can take that smaller, you know, booklet, the God's Promise of Happiness, but they can still get a lot of what the essence and some of the important things and the bottom line message of the book. But I think what some people will do is after they read the smaller book, they'll say, wow, I have a lot of unanswered questions and this intrigues me. So then that would be, I'll pass this along to somebody else and then I'll read the bigger book.